busted. I was in my class recently. We had to have like a diversity talk. Dude, first of all, it's the funniest fucking thing in the world.
You're still having diversity talks?
We had a class that was just about diversity. And it was like the teacher was like, I don't want to talk about it. I want to open it up for everyone. She's like, who am I to like talk about diversity? This, you know, you need everyone's opinion. But
good,
I'll give
fucking
credit,
Christ,
to my teacher.
Dude.
My teacher at least tried to say like, well, you know, and you know, we're not going to get it right in here. So just don't be scared. Speak your mind. You know, so we're in there, we're talking.
That's all you needed to hear, dude.
Yeah. So I played
the bowl the green light.
I played it cool for a while. I get triggered. I was chilling for a while. I sat through the whole gender talk and was like, whatever, just chilling, no problem, cool enough. And then we got on to race, and dude, it was just like, these things are just for white people. Because everyone who was like another race in my class just sat there kind of like,
oh my God.
And then it was every white person who has any claim to like any other sort of ethnicity being like, well, actually, like there's actually white North Africans and like I'm not really even white. And then if like, well, I'm actually like Jewish. And like, dude, it was just that for a while. And then white people just being like, yeah, like I just don't understand how people even like are racist at all. It's just like so weird to me, dude. So then we start talking. Luckily, some black lady starts talking about how like African dudes and American black dudes have beef. And like, you know, they go back and forth. I think you just said African dudes.
I saw a sick African dude today at a rest stop.
Did you really?
He was classic African immigrant. He was wearing like a brown suit from the 70s.
Dude.
What?
Dude, okay, dude. You're reading my fucking mind.
Yeah, that's what African immigrants wear, dude.
So I'm sitting there and I'm in class. And you know, we're talking about that. And then someone else, some dumb fucking cracker from my class, raises their hand and goes, yeah, it's just so crazy because like, you know, you would never even be able to tell, like, if you're looking at someone, if they're African or just American black dude.
What?
I get triggered. I raise my hand and go, yes, you can.
Yeah, they look like used car salesmen with dark red eyes. Yeah, you can fucking tell real quick.
Dude, so they're like, how can you tell? And I'm like, and I start saying this, and all the black chicks in my class start laughing, because, like, they're sitting there the whole time, like, this is so retarded. So they kind of start giggling to themselves. I'm like, I don't know, just look for some dude in, like, weird business casual, and I'm trying to like with like super straight posture, dude. The class, all the fucking black people in class are laughing. All these young white chicks are like, I'm like, dude, if you're at like a nightclub and you see like a black dude dressed like a magician, it's probably an African
100%.
Dude. 100%. Dude. And so then,
did
everyone,
you say that in class?
Yes, dude.
Holy
so
fuck, class, that's hilarious.
People start fucking laughing. A bunch of dude, and all of a sudden, it was just a bunch of young white people just waiting, dude. And they go, now's my chance. And they're like, so if you see a black person in business casual, you automatically assume he's that. I'm like, dude, no, I'm just.
It's
like,
pretty easy to point it out. It's
dude,
real easy to tell.
It's so. Here's the thing, if you hang out around black people,
true.
If you don't, yeah, you probably can't tell.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, and these are people, there's people at my school paying money to learn how to talk to black people. As sad as that is.
They need to go work at that fucking Korean beer shop.
They need to work at the beer shop, like, dude.
I'd rather spend the money on the pita booze. I'd rather dog stuff.
Well, it's just funny because it's like, if you have any sense at all, you know, dude, it's just people in there literally. And then like, so then, you know, I'm in there, people are coming at me, I'm fired up. So now I'm hitting them with fucking sick fucking theories, dude. Fucking jabbing. Some girl's like, yeah, it's just weird. Like, cause I feel like the capitalism is like what kind of formed this subjugation of people. Flip the hand up. I'm like, yeah, I think the subjugation of people kind of predates that by maybe 5,000, 10,000 years. No big deal. Teacher goes, all right, fair point. Be careful, dude. I'm fucking, ooh, I'm in there. Guns, ooh, dude. Everyone, I'm like literally back to the wall, dude. Everyone's
that's
hating on me,
sick,
dude. Everyone's hating.
Well, you did say African immigrants dressed like magicians.
All the black people laughed.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's hilarious.
They were fucking dying.
I can
put their heads
it right
down.
Now.
Oh my God.
The outfit is like a bedazzled affliction, like a button down. It's like bedazzled. They're always bedazzled. The jeans, the jeans are always bedazzled. They fucking love bedazzled.
Dude, Sydney, I was talking to Sydney Gann about this, and instantly when I brought it up, he goes, oh my God, yeah, you can. He starts laughing. I just said, like, tell the difference between African dudes and black dudes. Sydney was like, you can tell if you look at a guy, he's like the high cheekbones give it away.
Yeah.
And this look, he was like the dumbest African dude looks like the wisest fucking person in the world. But yeah, so like people are
all
fucking
dark red eyes too.
Yeah, yeah.
Real bloodshot eyes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, You just tell, dude. Like Sydney's like they're just superhuman. They don't have any Neanderthal in them at all. So like they come out and they're just like jacked, perfect posture.
Yeah, but also if you see like a dude in a 3-piece suit with like an Annie Ann's cup, it's definitely an African immigrat.
Yeah, if you see a dude, yeah, especially
in line at a Burger King in a 3-piece suit.
Yeah, like if you see like a 5'7" black dude in like a suit with a bald head, just like fucking strutting around, it's like all right. You can just tell. You just look at a dude's face, and you're like, all right, this guy's from Africa. But yeah, these guys didn't want to hear it, so they're all jumping up my ass. I'm still fucking, I'm in there, dude. I'm fighting. Yeah. I was just like fucking around in there, just like talking about stuff. And then it took this other turn where like, we're talking about like, I forget what they were saying, like how like, yeah, just crazy that like I would blah, 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 blah. I would never denounce someone's experience. And I was talking about how I was with my, I didn't say my ex-wife because I don't like doing diversity talk and be like, I have a black girlfriend.
Yeah.
So I was talking about how when we were in restaurants at first, how like you just, if you're black, a lot of times you get really bad tables. And I was like, I thought this was a nice story. I was sharing with the class how I was like, yeah, I was like, dude, don't be ridiculous. Like you're fucking paranoid. I was like, after 5 times, you get like, you're by like the bathroom, by the fucking door in the wintertime. I'm like, you do get fucking shit ass fucking tables. So then, dude, instantly fucking 4 people raise their hands and go, I mean, I personally would never like deny someone's experience like you did. Like the fact that you were like, don't be ridiculous, just like makes me angry. I'm like, dude, I'm looking at them like, dude, at one point, the fourth white lady who scolded me for like denying this, it was like in joke. I was like, don't be ridiculous. Dude, she asked her, she said like, I just don't understand, blah, 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 blah. And I literally went, good. It's very good you do that, dude. And like, so she got kind of like, man. So then at one point, I started going on this. I went on this long rant of like the continuum of the human condition of like if you, I was like, you guys look at race in theory because you don't really know anyone. You guys are in a world out. You haven't really dealt with people like that. So instantly they're all getting triggered like, man. So then I'm like, dude, if you look at this from afar, it makes sense. Like, your guys' makes sense to match it up to the school stuff because these are people who don't really deal with black people writing about black people, too. So, or, you know, whatever other race. So it's like, you're like oppressor, oppressed, white oppressor, black oppressed. I'm like, this makes sense from your zoomed out view. I was like, if you zoom into any group of people, it's like chaos theory. Everything gets so, everyone's so different and all messed up. And yeah, there's like little trends and stuff that you can make. Oh, yeah, some people do this. White people do weird shit like this.
Black people spend money on epitabus.
Exactly, dude. So it's like, it's like you can like put together all this stuff. And I was like, if you're actually into it, you're like, it's so weird that none of this weird race theory applies because it's too generalized and it's weird, dude. This one girl's like, did something happen to you or something? Like, what happened that makes you so mad about it? I'm like, I'm not even mad about this stuff. It was crazy, dude. Everything I said, I was like, dude, my whole point was like, anyone can be racist. This class teaches that only white people can be racist because they have power. I'm like, that's the craziest fucking thing to say. So she was like, name one place where white people are being oppressed. I'm like, I never even said that. That's not what I said. Yeah. It was just like that times a million. I was fucking crushing, dude. I was having a good old time. Indian lady came to my fucking rescue.
Indian lady helped.
She was like, yeah, she was talking. She's like, people can be, she's like, Indian people are very racist, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, baby.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. People don't want, oh, dude, it's just nothing but young white chicks who are just like, they're going to school to learn how to talk to minorities, dude. As sad as that is, that's what they're paying money. So that's my little rant, bro.
Hell yeah.
That was my diversity.
Give me 1 second. I got fucking piss, dude.
Yeah, dude. I was fucking, I shouldn't have been on the air back then. You shouldn't have. You were totally triggered myself.
I think you were perfectly in the right.
Dude, I just, it's crazy, dude. When you're in a setting where like you're saying stuff that's pretty fucking common sense, and then everyone's, and it's not even everyone, there's a good amount of people just like, yeah, so I'm gonna attack and get my point. It's like the points they're going for, they're like fucking like casino fucking tokens, dude. They're just translate to nothing.
Yeah,
you're not impressing anyone. Like no one's like, it's not like, as soon as a conversation enters like the realm of like, well, as a white man who's heterosexual, as soon as you say that, It's bullshit, dude.
They're
it's
the pure, opposite.
It's like Purell for like
the opposite
words.
Of GBPs, dude.
Yeah, dude.
They're going for what would that be? What's the opposite of a GBP? Fucking BBP, dude.
You think you're going for BBPs?
I think they're bad boy points, dude.
I mean, they don't know they
negate
are.
GBPs.
Well, dude, it's like if you're utterly terrified to speak to someone from another race, and someone's like, "No, here's what you do." Just say like, as a white male who is definitely privileged. As soon as you start talking like that, nobody wants to listen to what the fuck you're saying.
No.
It's just, you're fucking, dude, the guy, ever hear of Slavoj Zizek?
No.
I'm probably butchering this guy's name.
Definitely.
He's a super edgy liberal. Okay. Communist, actually. He's like super into communism, but he hates like, he's like edgy in the fact that he makes fun of PC stuff. He gave an example of like, if so someone comes up to you and they're like, if your dad's like, you got to go see your grandparents right now. I don't give a shit if you like to do it or not. You're seeing them. That's that.
Yeah.
He like compared that to like old racism of like something that's just like, basically just like coming out and like, you know, I don't give a fuck what you say. Here's what's going on. He said like the new thing now, and he goes, and this is how he said he was raised, was like to come up to a kid and be like, you know, your grandmother loves you very much. And it would mean a lot if you went and saw her. You don't have to, but you should.
Yeah.
And he was saying how like, he's like, if you take like horrible racism and replace it with like weird PC stuff, it's like, it's better compared to like marching and burning crosses for sure. But he's like, it's still just like completely, it's a bizarre thing to do. He says the best thing you can do is learn how to be able to joke with people from other cultures. And he was like, you're supposed to say the dirtiest thing you can think of. He's like, and that's how, he's like, that's when you can actually be friends. He goes, but it's an art form. This is a philosopher. He goes, but it's an art form.
He must have come to my show, dude.
He has to.
He must have seen the kid.
He had to. He goes, it's a very rare art form that only, you know, not everyone knows how to do. So people who don't know how to do it have to talk like a fucking total robot. He was like, he comes up and he's just like he said he had like two black dudes who came up to like a book signing of his, and he has like this fucking East Ukrainian.
This chair is fucking killing
Bulgarian
me.
Bulgarian
right
accent.
It's bothering me so
squeakies?
Much. Yes,
dude, it is
fucking annoying me so much.
Squeak it.
I can't, it won't even translate. I'm like trying to stand fucking still.
You got to hear that he's like, and then these two black gentlemen came up to me in Belgium, and I was like. He's like, I don't know whose book is who. You guys look the same. And like, they were like, oh, they were so delighted in my joke, dude. It's like they started making fun of me and called me a filthy Ukrainian or whatever. It was like,
hell yeah.
Yeah, this guy's just like, look, man. Like, he's like, and I'm not saying go around and try to offend everyone as hard as possible. But he's like, if you basically was saying more so what I was saying is like, if you actually have experience dealing with people, you know that the way they're teaching people to talk is not the way to do it. So. He's like, you just got to, you know, figure out how to actually deal with people on a genuine level.
Hell yeah.
Come out and be like, you dirty motherfuckers.
Try that.
I will.
Do that in West Philly. Just walk up, just be like, look at you. I can't tell you two apart at all. Am I right? We're friends.
Yeah. But yeah, man.